From a small-town janitor to the CEO of one of the world's most beloved companies, Robert Iger's journey is anything but ordinary. When he took the helm at Disney in 2005, the company was adrift, its animation studio faltering, and its creative soul in question. By the time he stepped down 15 years later, he had transformed Disney into an entertainment colossus through bold acquisitions of Pixar, Marvel, Lucasfilm, and 21st Century Fox. His principles of optimism, courage, decisiveness, and fairness offer wisdom that transcends industries. But what truly makes his story remarkable isn't just what he accomplished, but how he did it. Maintaining humanity and creative vision in a world often dominated by cold corporate calculation. Iger began his career scrubbing gum from floors as a janitor. These humble beginnings and his family's financial struggles fostered a strong work ethic and practical approach to challenges that would define his career. A lunch conversation with his father proved pivotal when he advised, "Whatever you do with your life, make sure it matters to you. Don't just drift into something because it's convenient." This wisdom would guide Iger's major decisions at Disney years later. Working under Rumi Arledge at ABC Sports transformed Iger's leadership philosophy. Arledge revolutionized sports broadcasting by turning athletes into cultural icons through storytelling and innovative technology, creating an environment where mediocrity was never tolerated. Rune taught me that good enough is never good enough, Iger reflects, but he also showed me that demanding excellence doesn't mean you can't be human. The best leaders push people beyond what they think they're capable of, but they do it with respect. This lesson was reinforced when Iger faced the seemingly impossible task of covering the World Table Tennis Championships in North Korea. Despite political constraints, they secured unprecedented media access, driven by Arledge's expectation to find another way. When Disney acquired Capital City/ABC, Iger struggled to adapt to Disney's aggressive, centralized culture after the independence he'd known in ABC. This clash was exemplified by Michael Ovitz's failed appointment, as his Hollywood mindset couldn't align with Disney's structured environment. What I learned during those difficult years was that resilience isn't just about enduring, it's about maintaining your sense of self when others doubt you, Iger observes. Sometimes the greatest test of leadership is continuing to lead effectively when you know someone above you lacks faith in your abilities. As ABC struggled and Eisner's treatment became erratic, Iger faced a painful truth. Michael didn't believe in him. Rather than resign, he chose to persist, handling his responsibilities with determination. This period taught him crucial lessons about cultural integration and assessing cultural fit in high-stakes decisions. These experiences proved invaluable when Iger later led Disney's acquisitions of Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilm, where he prioritized preserving the creative cultures that made each company special, avoiding the mistakes he had witnessed during his own integration into Disney. By the early 2000s, Disney Animation had lost its creative compass. As Iger notes, "When a company loses its creative compass, no amount of business acumen can compensate." Disney wasn't just another corporation. It was a creative enterprise whose soul resided in its ability to tell stories that moved people. The acquisition of Pixar became central to Iger's revitalization strategy. Despite resistance and skepticism, he followed his instinct. Visiting Pixar revealed a vibrant, creativity-fueled culture that could potentially transform Disney's animation division. "What we were really acquiring wasn't just technology or characters, it was a creative culture," Iger explains. "The true magic of Pixar resided in its people and how they worked together. Our job wasn't to absorb them, but to protect what made them special." This philosophy guided later acquisitions of Marvel and Lucasfilm. Rather than imposing Disney's ways, Iger focused on preserving what made these companies special, while providing resources to help them flourish. The result was a creative renaissance that produced some of history's most successful films while revitalizing Disney's storytelling excellence. As traditional media faced challenges from digital disruption, Iger recognized Disney needed to deliver content directly through technology platforms. Despite success with conventional distribution channels, he pushed for investment in streaming technology, culminating in Disney+. Innovation isn't just about technology. It's about having the courage to disrupt yourself before someone else does, Iger reflects. The hardest thing for successful companies is abandoning business models that work today but won't work tomorrow. This willingness to cannibalize existing business models for future growth exemplified Iger's forward-thinking leadership. Rather than protecting the status quo, he positioned Disney to thrive digitally. The acquisition of 21st Century Fox further strengthened Disney's content library for the streaming wars ahead. Throughout this transformation, Iger maintained focus on Disney's core values of quality and integrity while adapting to changing media landscapes. His approach showed that strategic leadership, underpinned by core values, can navigate even the most disruptive industry changes without losing what makes a company special. Throughout his tenure, Iger faced moments that tested his commitment to integrity. When ESPN's John Skipper faced drug-related issues and when Roseanne Barr made offensive tweets, Iger made difficult decisions that prioritized principles over profit or politics. Leadership isn't about being liked, it's about doing what's right, even when it's difficult, Iger concludes. At the end of the day, a company's culture is shaped by what behaviors are rewarded, tolerated, or punished. Those decisions define who you really are, far more than any mission statement ever could. These moments revealed that for all the strategic brilliance and creative vision, what ultimately defined Iger's leadership was his moral compass. By making principled decisions consistently, he built trust both within the company and with the public, an invaluable asset for a brand that trades on emotional connections with audiences around the world. Robert Iger's transformation of Disney offers profound lessons for anyone in a leadership position. His journey reminds us that leadership isn't just about strategy and execution, it's about people, purpose, and principles. By combining optimism with realism, courage with compassion, and decisiveness with fairness, he created a template for thoughtful leadership in turbulent times. Perhaps most importantly, his story demonstrates that commercial success and creative integrity aren't mutually exclusive. By respecting the creative process, empowering talented people, and maintaining unwavering commitment to quality, Iger proved that doing the right thing can also be the profitable thing. In a world increasingly dominated by algorithm-driven decision-making and quarterly results, Iger's human-centered approach to leadership stands as a powerful reminder. Behind every spreadsheet are people with dreams and dignity, and the best leaders never forget that fundamental truth. His legacy isn't just a more valuable Disney, but a blueprint for leading with both head and heart in an age that desperately needs both.